Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's go to the guest line now, where we're going to speak with offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels here on a Patriots Friday on WEEI Afternoons. Mr. McDaniels is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com. Josh, how are we doing this week?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
I am great, and you guys have turned things around very quickly, both offensively and as a team, and I wanted to start there because I'm sure you've heard the term rat poison. Nick Saban used to use that term, rat poison, while at Alabama, trying to get his team to ignore the positive outside noise when all of a sudden everybody's telling you how great you are. As a coach, how do you deal with that? Because this week, everybody says your offense is great. Everybody says Drake May is now suddenly a top 5 or 10 quarterback and an MVP candidate. How do you manage those expectations as a coordinator?
Well, it's a very humbling league, and it's week to week, and there's a new challenge in front of you. And again, I think you have to go through some of these experiences, good and bad, to, I'd say, really get consistent at handling the results of one week and then going into the next week. And those results could be, a poor result and, motivate you for the following week. And they could be a good result and then you have to handle that as well. So I think the biggest thing for us is learning how to treat each week as its own entity and challenge, which it is, and try to go through the same consistent process, I would say, mentally, emotionally, physically, so that, you refill your tank each week. You get yourself up for the challenge that lies ahead, which in this case is going to be significant going on the road against this team and this defense, and trying to prepare the same way. So, again, there's no shortcut to that. You got to live through it. You got to go through it. I don't hear or see anything. I don't have time to do much of that stuff during the week. So I'm lucky in that regard. But, regardless of what the result was the previous week, it has no bearing on the outcome of the next game.
Josh, so going back to last Sunday, the third quarter, the big pass play, the one everybody was all googly-eyed about, the 33-yarder from Drake to Stephon. Obviously that wasn't the way that it was drawn up, and if it was, brilliant. But how much, I just wanted to ask, how much sort of like freedom or like recess ball is cooked into the game plan every week as opposed to like just trying to stick to the script? Because that was like incredible improvisation, it seemed, where those guys were on the same page immediately.
I don't think you can ever predict improvisation. We work on scramble drills and those kind of things from OTAs on. And I know Coach Vrabel has been adamant about us just trying to run realistic drills in practice because, you know, let's face it, not every protection is going to be perfect. They're going to do some things sometimes that force us to adjust. And he's really, you know, done a good job of trying to make sure that we simulate those things in practice as much as we can and use them to our benefit and then hopefully create some good habits when they do come up in the game. But I think one of the things on that play that nobody had spent any time talking about, or at least not that I've heard, is, you know, the Bills bring the weak corner and the Will linebacker and, you know, and Will Campbell and Jared and Travion are the three guys over there on the left. And all three of them end up, you know, basically on the right spot, in the right spot, doing the right things. And so there's a lot of things that go into the success of one individual play. And in that case, obviously, everyone's talking about the throw and the catch, which those two guys made a great play. But I've always thought that, you know, any good play is the product of 11 guys doing their job pretty well. And in that case, there were some other guys that really did some things that helped us.
Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels here with us on a Patriots Friday on WEEI Afternoons. Josh, during your press conference yesterday, you were asked a question that I don't know if it caught you off guard, but it definitely caught me off guard about your coaching future. You know, just five games into the new season, you were asked about coaching Drake May forever. Do you want to be a head coach again? And I don't want to ask that, but your answer included how much you love living and I assume working in New England. So I wanted to give you a chance to expand on that. Why do you love living and working in New England?
Well, I think, first of all, I think that's a broader question than, and it encompasses things that are beyond football in all of our cases. I mean, life is more than just what you do for your job. And in this case, you know, I've had the great fortune to be around this area and this place and work at this organization for so many years. And I'm, you know, incredibly indebted to the people that have allowed me to do that and given me the opportunity. And my family has also created their life here. And, you know, this is where my kids were born. And, you know, there's things beyond football that I think that question, when you answer that question, which I don't have a great answer other than what I told you yesterday, is, you know, I love being here. I think there's other factors in my life. I'm almost 50 years old. I've done, you know, some of those other things and experienced some of those other things, and those are great. And but I couldn't be happier doing what I'm doing, and I hope I earn the right to have the opportunity to keep doing it. That's really what I'm most focused on, is trying to do my job the best I can each week, each day, so that, you know, that the people that I'm, you know, that I work for and try to do the best I can for are happy to have me.
Josh, does it feel like, I know obviously the Drake to Stephon connection seems like it really kicked it up a notch over the last 2 weeks, and you were just saluting some of the line play last week, especially on the 33-yarder. But after the last 2 weeks, does it feel like the offense as a whole and not just the Drake to Stephon connection has turned a corner for the better?
I think we learn things every week. Honestly, we came off the practice field 30 minutes ago, whatever it was, and we just got done watching the film, and we learned some things today. And so I know I said that the dreaded P word to you guys 2 weeks ago, you know, which was patience. And for me, I kind of continue to harp on that, because I think improving, a unit full of guys that are out there trying to do the right things. And there's so many variables in our sport, so many variables from 1 week to the next, everything changes. And you're just trying to, you know, gain consistency from 1 week to the next. And hopefully, you know, you improve in a lot of areas, you know, but I've definitely seen some growth from us each week. And I know there's plenty of room for us to continue to grow and improve. And I'm really hopeful that our best football is going to be in front of us. That would be our goal.
Josh, in that process, what is the dynamic like in the offensive coaching room? Because I'll be honest, I posed the question, quote unquote, could there be too many cooks in the kitchen? There's a lot of assistant coaches on that staff that have been play callers, head coaches, probably have strong opinions beyond just their position. What's that dynamic been like working with all those guys?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Incredible. You're right. We have a lot of really bright people, really accomplished people that are doing a great job in their roles. And, you know, I don't think, you know, a staff is no different than a team. You know, we continue to evolve and grow and communicate weekly and figure out, you know, what the absolute best thing for our players really is in each situation. And so, to be able to have this opportunity for me, you know, I think I've worked with some really good coaches in the past, and boy, am I lucky to have a chance to work with these guys, you know, now. And Braves is part of that process for us, and his input, and you know, just what he knows about defense, offense, special teams, and the things he's able to add to us. And you look at Todd and Thomas and Doug and Haas and Ashton and Tony, and I mean, I'm very, very lucky to have an opportunity to be with such a good group of guys that all have the same goal in mind, which is to help our players do the best they can and improve. So really enjoying this process and look forward to continuing it.
Josh, looking to this Sunday down in New Orleans against the Saints, who picked up their first win last week. What kind of problems could a Brandon Staley New Orleans defense present for you in the offense Sunday?
They're very well coached. Brandon's done a tremendous job wherever he's been. They have a system that's versatile, and they got really physical players. This is a physical front seven, a lot of big physical edge players. That it's not just the same two, even though Granderson and Jordan are really, really good together. They play multiple people on the edge. They're physical inside. The two linebackers are really active. Davis, I've played against him a number of times in my career and coached against him. And he's been, you know, it just seems like he never changes. He knows where the ball's going. He's got such a great handle on what they're doing defensively. And the secondary is long and athletic and play a lot of tight coverage. So this is a team that's going to be well prepared. They're going to have a plan for us. They're going to make us have to adjust to some things that they're going to do. That seems to happen every week when you watch them play, not to mention the physical challenge that they present too. So and then you throw on top of it the environment, playing in the dome down in New Orleans where noise is always an issue. Huge challenge, completely different style of football than we played last week. We've spent, you know, all week getting ready for this and looking at them, and you know, hopefully we can go down there and put our best game out there on the field on Sunday.
Josh, I'll get you out on this, and I know you got your hands full up here, but I'm sure you're at least aware that Bill Belichick has been under fire at UNC. And I think you probably consider him a mentor. I know you had a lot of success with him, great relationship with him. Any reaction to the way things are going, or even just a, I don't know, a comment? Would you like to support him in his time of need?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I appreciate the question. I don't really know much about what's going on. Obviously, you know, we've been kind of knee deep in our own thing here. And, you know, look, I've coached with and for a lot of people in my life. And certainly he's played a huge role in my career in terms of opportunity and helping me learn so many, you know, valuable things in my career. So I never wish ill will on anybody. I want them all to do well wherever they're at. And there's a lot of people that have impacted me. So, you know, I hope those guys, you know, do the best they can. I'm sure everybody's working hard and, you know, but we got our own challenges up here and certainly focused on what we can do to try to help our team get better and beat the Saints.
Absolutely. Appreciate you joining us this week. Good luck on Sunday in New Orleans, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you. Have a great Friday.
Thanks, Josh.
Thank you, too. Josh.
That's Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.